This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. A group of leading economists is expecting another positive year for Colorado's economy in 2013. I'm talking with Richard Wobbekind, an economist with the University of Colorado's Leeds School of Business. He'll be presenting the annual economic outlook later today. Okay, Richard, let's start with what we all want to know. What's in the economic forecast for Colorado next year?
Well, the outlook for Colorado looks pretty bright in 2013, even in the context of what we believe to be a pretty slow national economy. We see job growth across a wide variety of sectors and unemployment rate falling throughout the year. So we're pretty optimistic on how well the state is doing.
Last year, the expectation was for, I think it was slow and steady growth with about 23,000 jobs added. As 2012 now comes to a close, looking back, how did your predictions compare to the reality?
Actually, the slow and steady growth became not so slow, but very steady growth throughout the year. And it looks like we're going to end the year with more like 45,000 or more jobs created in 2012. We had a very strong spurt of growth through the middle part of the year. And so when we did our forecast in December, we had a 23,000 number. Mid-year, when we updated it, we had a 35,000 number. And that growth has continued, even with the national economy, GDP numbers not being all that strong. So I've been very pleased with the outcome in the Colorado economy this year.
Now, as with last year, there are factors, you know, looking ahead to 2013 that are well outside the state that could have a very real impact on Colorado's economic growth. What are some of these factors that might come into play for next year? And I'm wondering if they've even changed from last year.
Well, biggest single one is the fiscal cliff. And, of course, the concept of the budget deficit was there a year ago. But now that factor has really been exacerbated by the fact that we hit this deadline at the end of the year where the fiscal cliff actually occurs. And should there be no resolution of the fiscal cliff, the national economy will slow significantly or perhaps even go into recession in 2013. Clearly, that would slow the growth rate in Colorado significantly as well. But there are other factors out there. There's a political agreement on the refinancing of the debt ceiling, which comes up in March. And then beyond that, we still have the whole backdrop of the European debt crisis and how that has kept worldwide economic growth subdued.
So getting back to Colorado, expectations for about 42,000 jobs added. What are the sectors where you're expecting to see the strongest job growth?
So one of the things that's been really positive in this year, and we believe will be really positive in 2013, is that the job growth is really very broad-based. There's only one sector that is actually losing jobs in 2012 and in 2013, and that's the information sector. But a wide variety of sectors are adding jobs, and significant job growth, we believe, is going to occur in the education and health services area, the professional business and scientific area, the construction area, we believe, is going to add around 6,300 jobs, trade, transportation, and utilities, 5,600 jobs, and the leisure and hospitality area, which is the tourism sector, essentially, about another 5,000 in that area.
How do you expect Colorado to do next year compared to, you know, other states?
The numbers that we're forecasting for next year for Colorado are a little slower than what we believe actually occurred in 2012. So some people may look at that and say, well, that doesn't sound so good. But actually, we think Colorado could wind up in the top five states in the country, relatively, in terms of job growth. We just anticipate the national economy being a little bit slower due to some of the resolution of the fiscal cliff. And that's going to dampen job growth nationally next year a little bit. But again, Colorado will be, in our opinion, a shining star.
Okay, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's CU Boulder economist Richard Wobbekind. He'll present the 48th Annual Colorado Business Economic Outlook this afternoon.